Blog Talk Radio.
Wonder why money comes so easily to everyone but you? Tired of getting what you've always got? Need a new way of thinking to get ahead in life but don't have time to read a book on it? Now you can learn what the millionaires do that the masses don't with Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. Your 15-minute cup of millionaire motivation to get the specific strategies to ditch what doesn't work and have more of what you deserve in your everyday life. Join Heather Wagenhals to start your day the millionaire way. And now, here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. It's so great to have you with us this morning. Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio to Go. I'm Heather Wagenhals. I will be your hostess and guide this morning as we explore the depths of the millionaire mind and figure out what strategies they're using to employ in their everyday life to create success and happiness. And then we're going to share that step-by-step strategy with you, too, so you can start your day the millionaire way. Good morning. It is a very sunny Tuesday, June 7th, 2011. Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Now, today's topic is going to be about creating the best advantage. How do you define advantage? When you look at other people you perceive as successful or accomplished, are you feeling that they have some advantages that perhaps you don't? Are you thinking that there's just something that they have that makes it click for them? Have you ever had challenges with your own self-worth? Felt like perhaps you weren't worthy enough, or, well, they have all the advantages. I don't have any advantages. Well, I'd like to challenge you on that position if that's how you feel and share with you some strategies that millionaires use to create advantage in their everyday lives. And these are strategies that you have available to you right now. You were born as a blank slate. There were only two fears you were born with, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. Every other fear you have managed to create or someone created for you. Most of the time, fears work to our advantage because they keep us safe. Some are not productive. And many people get paralyzed by the fear of failure. And as a result, they won't take any action because they're so afraid of failing. But let me show you a simple technique that you can use in your life to create advantage, understand what it is, and use it every day. The advantage that you are going to learn is capitalizing on something that your brain already does, but guiding your brain to do it a bit differently each and every day. Now, when you listen to the Saturday show, I'm always talking about how the brain is the greatest supercomputer of the entire universe. And I always say how fabulous it is and how fast it is and how amazing it is. And there is no physical built computer on this planet, at least, that can think or make decisions as effectively and as quickly as the human mind. Let me tell you something about the human mind. The brain can take in 4 billion, with a B, bits of information at any given moment. As a matter of fact, right now, your subconscious mind knows exactly the position that your feet are in right now, but you probably, until I said something, weren't really aware of it, were you? Probably not. You weren't aware of your heart rate, your breathing, the surface that you're sitting on, the shoes that are uncomfortable, but for some reason you're not feeling how uncomfortable they are anymore. That's the power of the brain. Now, it can take in and monitor all of those things. Like I said, 4 billion bits of information. But when it comes to focus and conscious thought and cognition, your brain can only do 7 things, plus or minus 2, at any given time to focus on. So women that are multitasking, if you're the kind of person that has more than one window open on your computer screen, if you open more than 9, the likelihood of you managing all of that data is pretty slim. You'll take it in, of course, but to concentrate on and actively focus, you won't. So 7 things, plus or minus 2. So that's either 5 or 9. Now, one of the things that creates advantage is the ability to see those advantages in order to take control of those advantages. Now, when we think about our brain and this 7 plus or minus 2, it's kind of interesting how that works. Now, in order to focus on that 7 plus or minus 2, your brain has to filter the information. And it'll take it in as to what's relevant at the moment, whatever your current focus is. So it'll delete, distort, or generalize other information that's not relevant to what you're currently thinking about. So, now that we know that, what are you thinking about? Are you looking forward to the day with bated breath, eager anticipation, chomping at the bit, waiting for the gem from this show so you can go forth into your day and prosper? Or perhaps you're sitting there with the skeptical look, the furrowed brow, the eyeglasses down the bridge of your nose. And you're going, right, what is she saying? How does she even know this? That's not really what's going on. Or you could be somewhere in between. In either case, you are listening with an intent. You're listening with an intent to disprove me, or you're listening with intent to receive some gem of information that's going to take you to the next level. And that, my friends, is the key to advantage. Perspective. One word. Your perspective on what you're paying attention to, what you're doing at every given moment, is going to determine what your level of success will be. So, I can tell whether or not you're going to be successful just by what you're focusing on. So, ask yourself that question. What am I focusing on? Am I looking for her, this radio announcer, to trip up? Am I looking for her to make a mistake? Am I looking for information to prove that I'm right and she's wrong? Well, if you're looking for negative things, for reasons why things don't work, or to break things in your mind, guess what? You're going to find it. You are. You ever wonder why it seems like, oh my gosh, everything is going wrong today? I can't make anything happen right. I am I'm a member of Murphy's family, and Murphy's Law always seems to swirl around my head. Well, guess what? Those 4 billion bits of information, with that filter on, that perspective, that Mr. Murphy is your long-lost uncle, you are going to be working tirelessly in your brain to find stuff to support that perspective. Pretty simple. I like to abbreviate it as what you filter for, you find. If you're looking for trouble when you go out on a Friday night with your pals, guess what? Trouble will not be hard to find. But if you're looking to go out and stay out of trouble, it doesn't have to end like some of those crazy bachelor party movies. No. It's all in what you're looking for. Your perspective sets your subconscious mind up to search for all those things. Because consciously, you can only focus on 7 plus or minus 2. So as we're focusing on 7 plus or minus 2, what specifically are we focusing on? Millionaires know that they need to focus on what it is they do want. And when they do, that perspective brings them more of whatever it is they desire. But the converse is also true. The opposite is also true. If you look for the crap in life, you are going to find it. If you feel like you walk under a crap cloud, guess what? You will. The simple thing to do, and here's the technique all in a nutshell, is when we do our Saturday shows, we always talk about affirmations and the power of affirmations. Perspective isn't something you find or acquire. Perspective is something you set. You set your perspective. You set your intent. And you can do that right when you go to bed and right when you wake up. You're doing it already. Do you get crappy night sleeps? Do you find yourself waking up in the morning, oh, another crappy night's sleep? And then right before you go to bed, I hope I don't have another crappy night's sleep. Well, guess what you're doing? You're setting the perspective to look for a crappy night's sleep. And with that phrase, you're setting the intent to have a crappy night's sleep. So what we need to do is set our perspective and our intent first thing every morning when we get up. We want to wake up. We want to reach for the day and be blissfully happy with our spouse and our children. We want to look for the wonderful things that we're going to have in life. And my favorite phrase, and I usually close every show with it, is go out and make it a great day. Don't wait for your day to happen. Don't wait and put your life on hold for someone to tell you to have a nice day. Don't wait to have it. Make it nice. Set the intent first thing in the morning. If you visit our website at unlockyourwealth.com, you will find our 6 P's for affirmation success strategy, and you will learn how to construct your own affirmations to set your intent for your conscious mind to work tirelessly throughout the day to bring you your higher purpose, which is creating financial freedom and giving you and your family choices you didn't have previously. And then use the structure to say your affirmations each and every day, all through the day and right before bed. Set your intent, put the perspective in place, and then you too can start your day the millionaire way. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I want to remind you that we are just a few short weeks away from our July 1st Declaration of Financial Independence. And if you surf over to the website, proclaim your Declaration for Financial Independence Day, you can receive a free month of our premium membership at unlockyourwealth.com for no extra charge. Thanks so much for joining us on today's show. You've been listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio To Go. I'm Heather Wagenhall saying thanks for joining us. And finally, financial freedom can be yours at www.unlockyourwealth.com. Now go out and make it a great day. We'll see you tomorrow for Wednesday's show.